Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Lincoln's home for sports talk on the FM dial. Also online at theticketfm.com.
On the internet.
KNTK FM Firth, 93.7 The Ticket. This.
I tend to come home and just start ravaging food like a coyote.
It's Early Break with Sip and Jake. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It is time for the spillover with Chris Raff and Aaron Davis. Morning, fellas.
What's up? Morning.
Good to see you. I was asking before we went to break to ask the text line. Who's more well known, Scott Weiland, the lead singer of Stone Temple Pilots, or Scott Stapp of Creed? You guys both didn't know who either of those guys were.
Knew the groups, but not
the guys. I knew Creed.
Did you? Scott Stapp?
Yeah.
Did you know?
Yep.
So the text line had a lot of response. I'd say it's 50-50. There's no easy answer to who was more well known. So I guess my assumption that Scott Stapp was more well known is not necessarily true, but it's not completely wrong though.
Either. Stapp.
Scott Stapp. S-T-A-P-P. He was in Lincoln a couple years ago. Solo act.
Okay, we have the new fellas in here. How you guys doing? You ready to roll?
I'm ready to roll, but I'm still... Why are you guys questioning so hard? For goodness sake, Scott. I mean, I've heard of Creed. I love Creed. That other group, what'd you say? What's that one's
Stone
name?
Stone Temple Pilots.
Did you hear what he said, Jake?
STP, yeah.
Did you hear what he said? Why the question so hard?
I tried... your last one was difficult, but you didn't get to it anyway, so...
Ask the guys that one.
They won't get it. I'm not even going to ask it.
Really?
There's no chance.
You don't think they'd know the page?
Which one? We're ready.
I said, what famous... Let's go quotation. What famous Scott... was a longtime backup quarterback for the Patriots, starting 7 games and 55 career appearances, and now is the color analyst of the
Scott
radio.
Zolak.
Bam!
See, Rav knows all this stuff,
Bam.
Dude.
How do you know that? Dude, how do you know that, Rav?
He's a 6'8" walking man of energy and useless information.
I know my Nebraska football, but NFL football might be even a little bit better than Nebraska football.
So nice. You'd be hard-pressed to find a guy that knows more about sports facts than Rav.
Football.
I'm serious.
Football. You don't want to try me on like...
He said the answer before you even finished it.
Yeah, there's no... Yeah.
Scott Zolak is not a household name. Let's just say that.
Unless you're in the Raff household.
Or if you're in New England. Sure.
Zolak's.
Yeah. Dude, I've never heard of that guy either, man. Scott Zolak?
Sorry.
No, you're fine.
Well, Sip didn't know it either.
No,
so
I never heard...
It was an unfair question.
Aaron, I never heard of him.
I had neither, dude.
Really?
It
makes me feel better.
I've never heard of Scott Zolak.
Makes
before.
Me feel better.
It makes me feel like this. What games is he announcing?
The Patriots. New England Patriots.
On their network. On their network.
He's not, CBS or Fox. He's just the Patriots guy.
Okay.
So that's why I said quotations famous, because he's regionally famous, not
in
nationwide.
New England.
Yeah.
Okay.
Famous
right.
in the Boston area,
right.
not in Nebraska.
But I'm glad Aaron asked that, because the questions usually are pretty hard.
Not always. When you're on a losing streak, the questions get a little bit easier for you. That one was not easy.
So this was easier?
No, actually, I think he had tough questions today, but he got the steal of Scott Weiland off the bat. You got Scott Rowland for the win. Mm-hmm. You missed Scott Stapp, which I thought was the easiest question of all of them, besides Scott Rowland.
Mm-hmm. Did any of the listeners get any questions right?
Yep. Well, the guy who called it, Mike, didn't get any questions right, so he went 0-for today. But Sip ended a 7-game losing streak today.
Bam. Yeah, there was some pressure on me from the management, too.
We're giving away way too many bagels.
Yeah, come on, man.
Yeah. DP's like, look, bro, you got to step it up, dog.
Yeah. Yeah, I was starting to feel a little bit.
Yeah,
I wasn't on the hot seat, but it's probably a couple of losses away from that.
Well, let me flip it back to you guys, man. They said in Ireland, me and Raph were...
Okay.
Both trying to blaze our way through 48th Street. Don't kiss the what?
It's called the Blarney,
the Blarney Stone. The Blondie Stone?
Blarney.
The Barney Stone.
Like Barney.
Barney. Barney with an L. Blarney Stone.
The Blondie Stone. I don't. Now you can kiss the Blondie Stone.
I can't find it.
I was looking at this thing. I'm like, hey, that was good information and intel he gave you.
Yeah,
he said they pee on it. I'm not going to go, kiss that thing.
They Clorox it, though.
I don't care. It's got pee on it.
Yeah, so what does the Clorox really do, man? I mean, it just makes ammonia plus ammonia, bleach, Clorox, a lot of bad combinations.
Yeah, there's still pee.
Just look at it
still,
and take
man.
A picture and keep your distance.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. Let me ask you both this.
Yes.
Okay, so I'll start with you, Sip. What is besides the game, what are you most looking forward to when you go to Ireland? Like, what's your spot you got to go see besides the pubs?
I've not scouted it out. I just want to make sure that it's not just like driving through Papillion.
You know? I've seen this before. This looks familiar.
Like, I don't want to get there and go, this doesn't really look any different than Gretna. I mean, I want to see like something that's I've never been to Europe, so I want to see something that looks like the images I have conjured up in my mind of Europe and Ireland.
William Wallace type movie background settings. There
I need a lot of green.
Green.
I need
green
a lot space, of gray. Yeah. I need a lot of green and gray.
A lot of burnt grass.
Yeah. I need a lot of like redheaded people.
Okay.
redheaded people in Papillion.
Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah. You want to see a bunch of redheads in Ireland.
Yeah.
I think that's Irish all they people. Have is red hair up there.
Irish people.
What percentage of Irish people have red hair?
I don't know. I just think a lot. It seems like a lot of the ones that I knew growing up in Columbus had red hair.
A lot of red hair.
Yeah.
I could see the familiarity with Columbus and Ireland.
Yeah, it rings a bell, right? Yeah.
You get the
SCOTUS up
there. It's always about the pubs, it seems like, because there's so many pubs. I don't have a specific – like, I don't plan on going to the countryside.
Sip, are you a golfer, though?
No.
I'm golfing up there.
Hold on, because I'm coming to you next. Dude, you might start liking the golf if you try over in that's like the birthplace of golf, bro. The birthplace.
You got to take clubs, though.
No, you don't. I'm not taking clubs. I'm renting clubs.
Rent them.
Yeah.
I'm not a good golfer.
Neither am I, but it doesn't stop me from playing.
Aaron?
I took Sip out to Jim Egger about a year and a half ago. That was his first time playing golf in 15 years. Yeah. That makes me sad, but also happy at the same time that I got him out to Jim Egger.
Yeah.
We need to go back out there one of these days. But, I just don't – it just doesn't fit in my life very much.
Right.
I don't have, like, 4 hours generally.
I don't either, but I just kind of squeeze it in there.
Yeah, you got to make time for golf.
I know you do.
It's an important thing in life.
No, it's not to me.
Yes, it is. If you played with me more often, I'd show you why it's a necessity in this life.
All right, so Jake, what do you plan on doing in Dublin?
Well, I won't be in Dublin for a ton of time. I'll be in Scotland for a lot of this time.
Okay, so you won't be around?
Well, I'll be in Dublin like on Wednesday or Thursday.
Okay.
So you won't, not when you get there. I'll be like Wednesday, Thursday. But Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then leaving Sunday.
Okay.
What's the distance between Dublin and Scotland?
I don't know. It's a quick flight on Ryanair. It's probably like a half hour, 45-minute flight.
I don't think it's very long.
Yeah, it's quick. I mean, they're right by each other.
Okay.
If I'm wrong, you guys can make fun of me. But
Going to play
some golf in Scotland, not Ireland, playing golf in Scotland.
There you go.
And then we're going to see a castle out there. I think we're going to see... What? Listen, I didn't make all the plans here. Okay. We're going to go see Guinness in Dublin.
At you, like
a castle.
Listen,
a random castle.
What's the significance of this castle?
All right. It is. Let me fix it for you.
There better be some world history at that sucker. if I'm going to a castle.
Now it is nearly impossible to get on to St. Andrews for golf. I'm not playing it, but I do have a walking tour of the entire course.
Do you?
That I get to do.
Okay, that'll be
so
cool.
Yeah. How about that? Are we getting better now?
Yeah. You totally redeemed yourself.
Thank you.
You saved not only you saved me too.
Yeah.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage,
all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
That's good.
I'll take some pictures.
Yeah. Take some pictures.
I can get with that.
I've been trying to say that, you know, if somebody's out there, I want to pay them some money to hit one shot. Because there'll be golfers out there when you're out there, but I can't.
So when you called and the tee sheet was just full?
You don't get tee times. It's like people wait in line for like hours to even get on the course. I don't think you can book a tee time ahead of time at St. Andrews.
You just have to show up.
Yeah, but I'm not going to sit in line for like 9 hours to go play golf. I don't have,
I get that. I can see that.
If it is strictly a golf trip and I'm bringing my clubs, and like we're doing whatever it takes to get on this course, then sure. But like it's not a golf trip.
Right. Right.
This is a football trip.
Yeah.
With golf included.
Yeah.
So. You have to ask, my wife the rest of the itinerary. She's got it all laid out.
Okay, that's why you're going to the castle. The truth
came out. I didn't book the castle. Are you kidding me? We're going to go to Guinness in Dublin. We're going to go to
what are you going
to
do?
We're going to see the Guinness, going to go to
the
Guinness.
The brewery.
That'll
be fun.
In Dublin.
That'll be fun.
We have a tour scheduled for that.
That'll be fun.
What about the Jameson factory?
I think we're going to Jameson. Yeah. Jameson. I think that was part of the plans. Yeah.
Alcohol is a very big part of that culture, it seems like.
You think?
That'll be fun. Those things
pour
will
me
be
a
fun.
Pint.
Yeah, I'm going to see how many pubs I can venture into up here. I'll make a tally for you.
Okay.
How many pubs did I enter in my time in
you
Scotland?
You
got to
take a picture of every sign. You don't have to take a picture necessarily you in it, but you got to take a picture of every
sign. Absolutely.
So kickoff's at 5:30.
Yep.
Okay, so
5:30 that time.
Okay, so if you hit up a bunch of pubs, you're getting Whipple off the field.
Yeah,
I see it.
We're carrying Whip off the field after the one win.
Yeah, if the offense,
instead of we're going drinking, we're going drinking.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. 5:30 kickoff out there. That'll be interesting in itself. Sun sets at 8:30. Sun will be in their eyes if it's sunny. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I mean, it's usually what Sean Callahan's been over there before. He says it's gray a lot of the time. Yeah.
Like,
gray
like
and misty.
The last 2 days. It was perfect. I love that. If it's like the weather the last 2 days, sign me up. I'm all in.
Right.
I'm all in, man.
Really?
Yes.
How many? I'm asking you
both. I like
this.
Sunshine.
Because you're 6 hour time difference, and I'm with you on that. Sip. I definitely like the sunshine better.
Yeah.
What's the gear you're going to pack? Because it changes, it shifts so quick.
Oh yeah.
What type of gear you
got? I'm glad you asked. I already packed. I'm packed. Yeah. I've got all sorts of versatile stuff here. I've got I've got like pants. Got shorts.
That's good.
I've got shorts.
Packed pants.
They got shorts too. Sip.
They do wear pants in Ireland.
but the question is how do you if it's going to be 70 degrees, you don't need like a long sleeve shirt or a jacket. But like you said, it gets windy.
It changes. Quick.
So how do you pack properly with like a sweatshirt versus a long sleeve shirt versus a jacket versus a t-shirt? I try to pack about four of each.
Whoa. I don't have four jackets.
Not sweatshirt. I've got like three jackets, like just, light cover-up jackets, long sleeve.
Okay, yeah.
I don't have any sweatshirts at all packed.
Risky.
That might be a mistake.
Risky.
Yeah, because you're going to be, obviously.
Well, I have a hat. I got a hat to cover
my head. We're obviously sitting outside for the game.
Yes, and I have a jacket for
that. Do you have an umbrella? Bring an umbrella. I'm serious.
I don't have an umbrella.
Well, you should definitely pack an umbrella.
Yeah, or get one. There are some
Gore-Tex
gear.
My wife will maybe pack the umbrella.
You can pack an umbrella.
No, I don't have any space. My bag's full. I'm taking
an umbrella doesn't take any space.
I'm taking a carry-on. I'm not checking my bag. Yes, like, this is I'm going for 8 days.
Get an umbrella in the corner of the bag.
You can easily do a little foldable one. Walmart. Yeah.
You have no idea how packed this bag is. I mean, this is a carry-on bag. I'm not taking a huge, massive suitcase. I'm taking a medium-sized suitcase that you can put above the bin. In the bin above.
Well, my philosophy
above the seat in the bin.
My philosophy is this. If they can't touch it, they can't lose it.
Exactly.
But
right.
That's why. Because my travel case that I always travel with is no bigger than your backpack.
You travel a lot, right?
Yeah,
I just got back yesterday.
That's all you take?
No, I'm saying my suitcase. I take my backpack here. Okay. My suitcase is actually probably the same size as my backpack.
Is that right?
Because I'll take suits, roll them up.
Yep.
You roll up the suits?
Roll them up, baby.
Really?
And iron them up when I get out, throw a little towel on top, and you're good to go.
Oh, this is pro.
That's good advice. Yeah. That's good.
Because if they can't touch it, they can't lose it. We got to get you. What are you going to take, though, Sip?
Well, I mean,
you packed 80% of your stuff.
I'm not
so
as
far.
Elaborate, and you've probably gotten a sense of the way I operate. I just threw like four collar shirts, couple jeans.
You guys can see Sip's face right now. It's believable too. What are you bringing? I don't know, a few things here and there.
A few shirts, couple jeans, some pants, maybe.
Couple jeans,
couple pairs of socks.
I gotta put a jacket in there. That's the thing.
Sip, are you on Instagram?
I'm not active.
I'm gonna send you both, all three of you guys, this clip of this person, these two, like the woman getting packed to go and the husband getting packed to go.
Much different.
It's
much
different. It's way different. It's much different.
God, yeah. It's, yeah.
He goes, what are you going to do when it gets cold? Well, I'll roll my sleeves down. Yeah. What are you going to do when it's hot? Yeah. I'll roll my sleeves up.
Oh, yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah. My wife will take 5 hours to pack. I mean, and you know, dudes like probably you guys and me, I'm like usually like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can do it quick.
See, I'm in Jamaica on Saturday.
I'm dude, sorry?
What are you going to pack, AD?
Dude, I'll be packed like in 10
minutes. You're going to Jamaica?
I am. I'll get back on Thursday. Well, I was supposed to go to Ireland, but that's a whole other story. Well,
I've heard a little bit.
Yeah, I know you've heard. I don't want to blow them up
on
the air.
Are you going to Jamaica?
Yeah, yeah. Because the days were blocked out already anyway.
Wildly.
And so I was like, you know what?
Jealous.
Just go to Jamaica for 4 or 5 days and just chill. Because I've been on the run for 2 months, man.
Yeah, you have.
It's been nuts. And so I'm pumped for the game because I'm probably still going to do our show from the Jamaica.
Now, that would be awesome. Wow, Raph.
Yeah,
are you going to be okay with that? Like,
we're going to give it a shot.
everything going to be Irie, man. It's all right, man. So yeah. I'll be talking like that for 4 days. So that's what I'll be doing. I'll be packing a lot lighter. But let me ask you both this before you guys, I know you got some time. What are you most looking forward to, though?
Hopefully a Nebraska victory to come
there
back.
There we go.
I mean, I don't want to come back and play with a loss.
It's a long trip.
It's a long L. Yep.
Sip, what do you think?
All game. I mean, I like these kind of games, though. I like that feeling of anticipation rather than, like when you guys were playing. Sometimes I'd walk over to the stadium thinking, they're going to win. It's just by how much, you know? Mm. I like this. I do like the anxiety. I like the anticipation. Yeah. And that's really – I'm looking forward to the first quarter. I guess that's the best way to put
it. The start of the season, baby.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the first few plays.
Would you guys agree?
I'm serious about that. I'm full of wonder. I'm full of wonder.
I'm going to save it for the next segment.
Okay.
I just want you both to think about this, though. While I'll answer with we get Nick and on there. This, to me, is the most intriguing first game of Nebraska football that I can ever remember in my lifetime.
Ooh.
Interesting. All right.
There's never been a first game to where we've had this type, the number of...
That's a good point.
The number of things that are going on.
Yeah.
You know, the
foreign country.
Offense, foreign country, 6-hour difference.
Oh, my God, you're
right. New quarterbacks.
That's a great segment. That's a great segment.
It's just weird to me, man.
No, that's a great segment. That's a great idea. Now that you mention it, I can't remember anything.
Sip, you've been following this. I mean, do you guys think about that for sure?
Yeah.
Think about that.
Okay.
It's just... It's getting hard for me to sleep. Which is, I shouldn't say that, but it is. I'm just excited and just also like, you nailed it, just the anxiety, like what's...
There's a ton that goes into the conversation, and it's not always like that. Mm. You don't always change your offensive staff.
Mm-mm.
You guys, I mean, back when you guys were
they
never
anybody.
Did, right.
It was
a huge change his offensive staff, and then you seldom do you have a situation where your coach's back is against the wall and everybody knows it.
Yes.
Everybody knows it.
Yes.
I mean, it's just fact.
And then you add in the social media element.
Yeah. That.
It just gets, it's on a loudspeer now, man.
Huge.
Yeah.
It's big. All right.
I want to think about something else. I'm getting nervous.
All right. Well, that's coming up next on The Drive with Raph and AD and Nick. For Steve Sipple, I'm Jake Sorensen. See you.
We're still as busy as we've ever been.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.